on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
All right, so we're going to get a little more serious here this morning and want to give you a little heads up trigger warning that we're going to be talking about suicide. And if that's a conversation you don't want to be a part of this morning, totally understand if you guys want to head out for a couple minutes, because it's never an easy conversation.
Right.
I've been talking on the radio a long time. Some topics I still am really uncomfortable having. This is definitely going to be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You may have seen on social media last night that I posted a pretty heavy post about a situation that I went through last year where I considered taking my own life.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time in a year and a half, it happened last February. And for the first time, I'm sharing the story because I feel strong enough to finally start talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel strong enough now because May, in case you don't know, is Mental Health Awareness Month. And as somebody that's always struggled with mental health, I guess brave. I don't know if brave is the right word, but
you feel strong enough to share your own experience and effort to help someone if they're going through the same thing.
Man, last year was rough. In case you don't know the backstory of last year, you may be new to the show. I was assaulted in 2023, and I was going through all of that alone. And Jess can tell you, I mean, like, I was doing the show, and then I was going to doctor's visits. Every day, it was like show, doctor's visits, isolation.
On top of dealing with all the legality aspect of it, too.
Legality, the stress.
It just consumed your life.
And so, after about 5 months, things started to seem like it was getting better. And I was like, thank God the hell is over. Because it was like, my mental health was already so bad from just that alone. Yeah. And then I went to the chiropractor. I got a neck adjustment, which I hadn't had one in years. And all of that dizziness came flooding back.
The dizziness that was caused by the concussion that you
from the concussion at right. first. So mm-hmm. that's what I was kind of treating this dizziness that came on from this head trauma. It had seemed to have gone away for a couple of weeks. I went to treat something else for a chiropractor. And the second I got this neck adjustment, all of this dizziness came flooding back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which was like this hell that I'd been living for months. And I was like, man, no. I'm not doing this. I can't. Like, not even I'm not doing it. I just physically felt like I couldn't do it anymore. And I feel like if you're somebody that deals with mental health issues, like you may have felt this before in your life where you just feel like you can't do it anymore. I mean, I've been there a couple times, but this one was like, it just felt so clear to me. Like, that's it. Mm-hmm. This is it. It was over. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't go to the doctor's appointments anymore. I can't go back to this dizzy life and like, like the isolation and like having nobody. I just can't do it anymore. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it.
And what is it that helped you go from that feeling to giving yourself a chance?
So I don't know what you believe. I really don't. I don't know if you believe in God. I don't know if you believe in the universe or whatever your thing is. And I don't even know what I believe. I truly don't. I do think there's something guiding some of this stuff. But I swear, if this next thing didn't happen, I don't know how this story would have ended.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd pretty much made my mind up and felt really confident that was it that day. A few hours later, a friend I hadn't talked to in a second had called me, and I didn't answer randomly.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't talked to her in a while, and I didn't answer because obviously I was just and she texts me and she said, "Hey, I'm worried about you."
Mm.
And I feel like we really need to catch up. And like something told me that like that was
like, hey, what are you doing?
Like, just,
what are you doing here?
Like just that sign alone. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get emotional. Like just that sign alone was just kind of like almost like just what I needed in that moment. Mm-hmm. Of like, okay, I'll make this phone call. Yeah. You know, I called her back and like just the words that she said and she... What she said even wasn't that revolutionary. It was just what I needed to hear.
Right.
Just that like, hey, are you good? Just want to check in, see how you're feeling, how you're doing. Nothing. She's not a therapist. Just a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Just checking in. And it's like just what I needed. And I just opened up and said, hey, I gotta be honest with you. And the story just flowed out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to like tell the story today. And I'm telling you the story for two reasons. And this is like the reason I wanted to like open up and be honest with you about this story during Mental Health Awareness Month. Number one, because I know that feeling. I know that feeling of like, it's not going to get better. And here we are, and it's been, you know, a year and a half since that feeling. And no, my health is not perfect yet. I'm still working on it. I'm still dizzy. Still frustrating a lot of days. But I will say I have a way better grasp. If I could have told myself a year and a half ago, hey, you're going to be in this way better spot.
Mm-hmm.
Life is going to be vastly better.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't do this today, because like it's going to get vastly better if you only knew what was ahead. I absolutely wouldn't have even considered taking my life that day.
Mm-hmm. But and when she checked in on you, didn't she suggest something for you to do that was really helpful in that moment?
So that
as
was
well.
It. So that was it too. So like even having that friend, that's part two of this story.
Mm-hmm.
Is the other reason I bring this up is having like even if you're like, well, I don't know what that feels like to have that snap. Like I don't maybe you don't deal or you haven't been in a situation where it's
I don't necessarily
heavy.
Have the words to say or don't know
right.
what to say.
Man, just check on people. And it doesn't even have to be that person that you know is going through something. If you could just shoot your friend a text, a call, and not even the one that's going through the divorce, the one whose mom is sick, the one who's lost their job. How about the one you just haven't checked in a second? Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes, I promise you, sometimes it's the friend that's smiling.
Yeah,
I'm the guy that comes on the radio. I think a lot of people are shocked when you find out your friends that are smiling are struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it's the ones that hide it the best mm-hmm. that like blow your mind when you find out what they're going through. And my friend was like, hey, like after there was, we talked for over an hour. I mean, it was a long conversation, but she was like, hey, like call 988.
Right.
And 988 is a great tool. I promote it mm-hmm. now. It's a great tool. Please like memorize that number. I don't care which side you're on. 988 is a great tool for any crisis that you're in. There's always somebody there to like just talk to you. It's call or text. It just memorize that number, 988. If you're ever in a crisis, it is there. It saved my life.
Mm-hmm.
It can save your life. It can save somebody else's life. I'm happy to be here.
We're so grateful you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for saying that. It does get better. And sometimes I think you just need to hear that. And if I can just be that vessel to remind you that things do get better, then I hope that's kind of what this story did today, you know?
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.